Open your Bibles to the 13th chapter of Matthew's. Now, I want to say to you, forcefully, the revelation that we're going to deal with this morning is not on the surface. Okay? I see God keeping us, taking us deeper and deeper into understanding how he functions and how he operates.
Yes.
And so we're going to a deeper understanding here of a revelation that we need to know something about.
Right, sir.
And should I name it, Lord? Read. Matthew 13, verse 9. Mm-hmm. Notice what this first verse says. Who has ears to hear, let him hear. Okay, so it must be there for a reason, all right? He just talked about the word as a seed, but the whole kingdom of God is based on seed premises. The whole kingdom of God. It make you operate at another dimension and another realm, all right?
Yes, sir.
So, and the disciples came and said unto him, why speak thou unto them in parable? He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. But to them it is not given. Now the seed is involved in there. All right, it says, for whosoever has, and here we're talking about divine understanding of the seed. Whoever has a divine understanding of the seed. And you'll see where we're going in a few moments. But the Holy Spirit going to bring us a divine seeing or understanding of the seed. Well, this is a big statement, which we never had before.
Right. Yes, sir.
Now that's, you know, the church been around a long time. We never had before. It's an area that God took me in. I got drunk, had a hangover, and got drunk again. Because it's so strong, and it's going to set so many of the captive free this morning.
Yes, sir.
And so many of God people who got the word on the inside of them and really know the word. But this revelation is going to revolutionize their life.
Right.
Powerful, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
You want to hear it?
Yes, sir.
I'm excited about it. I don't know how all the Holy Spirit going to handle it, what way he's going to take me into it all the way. I just yield to him. But he answered in the 11th verse and said unto them, because it is given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Notice what he said in verse 12. For whosoever has, to him shall be given. And he shall have more abundance. I won't be on that side of that verse. But whosoever has not, from him shall be taken away, even that he had. Now that's two different people there.
Yeah.
What side are you going to be on?
Right.
All right. Therefore, speak out of them in parable, because they seen not. They seen, see not. And hearing, they hear not.
Right.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Neither do they understand. So it's something we need to see here in this financial arena of God. It's something we need to hear and something we need to understand that man on his own accord can't explain.
Yes, sir.
All right? It's revelation, it's enlightenment, it's insight. It's illumination by the Holy Spirit that can cause you to move in arenas that at large the church never seen. Because they didn't have the revelation, didn't have the insight, didn't have the, I've got to use it again, didn't have the apostolic.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
See, the revelation given to an apostle is most likely that apostle going to have to teach it to a flock.
Yes.
Y'all don't want to hear me.
Yes,
all right. And verse 14, and in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which said, by hearing you shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see and shall not, not going to use another word now, perceive, perception. Perception is hearing and seeing at the same time.
All right.
Yes, perception is hearing, seeing, and understanding at the same time. Hear me here. Perception is hearing, seeing, understanding, and ready to act upon it and going to get results.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes. So that's what's going to happen to you this morning.
Ready. Yes, sir.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
When I name the subject, you're going to cry. Happy cry.
Yes, sir.
Then he says, verse 15, for these people, heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing. The man preaching against the gospel of prosperity. And their eyes they have closed, that at any time, probably broke, they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them. Now, verse 16, but blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. That's what's going to happen this morning. Now, an unlikely scripture is going to be read now, my brothers and sisters. You're going to have to be tuned in. A scripture going to be read. Should I tell them first? Yeah, okay, I'll tell you first. Money cometh, turning sawing infirmities into God's grace and glory.
Wow.
Now, I want you to denote the word sawing infirmities.
Yes, sir.
Sawing infirmities. Money comes as a design to turn sawing infirmities into God's grace and glory. The verse, Romans chapter 8, verse 26. Never, I said, Lord, I've been 47 years. I never saw nobody preach this pertaining to sowing and reaping.
Yes, sir.
See, in sowing, you start off in an area of infirmities.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yes, sir.
And it may seem like you have a weak seed. But it's a training seed.
Yes, sir. That's what I like that.
Because we notice from Mark 10, you can't start on the other end. The rich young ruler?
Yes, sir.
See, some kind of way he got some kind of inheritance. And he didn't have sowing training.
Yes, sir.
And so therefore, when Jesus tried to promote him, he couldn't go there because he hadn't come to the stages.
Yes, sir.
So some of you all are in informed stages of sowing.
Yes, sir.
But it's training school.
Yes, sir.
And so here, I'm going to show you how to take your informed period, or seeds you think that are informed, and convert them into seeds that are going to produce plenty.
Yes, sir.
Romans 8. I'm just going to take you through something right quick that's going to change your whole spectrum of then I start teaching principle. Romans 8, 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities. Underline infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself make intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. Now, I'm talking about sowing from Romans 8, 26 through 28. I'm talking about sowing seed.
Yes, sir.
I know that's your prayer meeting, but I'm talking about sowing seed.
Yes, sir. Yep.
You start sowing with informed finances.
Yes.
Come on. In other words, you don't have $90,000 to sow.
Yeah, right.
You got $9.
Yes, sir.
But it's a class you got to pass.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
If you don't pass that class, you're still in that same grade.
Thank
you. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So it's a class you have to pass that's going to promote you from infirmities to God's grace to God's glory.
Yes.
The grace and, oh, my woman, tell you, the grace and glory are waiting on you.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Well, possible.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, you're debt free.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Trying to help somebody else.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Listen to me now. Let the Holy Spirit speak to you. The beginning of sowing, your seed going to be in the realm of infirmity.
Yes.
Then you must include praying in the spirit about sowing.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna get you in line up because I got a lot of presents to give you. And then you're praying in the spirit. Now your sowing comes into the mind of the spirit.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Lord, have mercy.
That's in Romans 8:26-28. Then your son steps into the will of God.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
We're talking about sowing. Mm-hmm. Then your son steps into the love of God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Then your son step into the calling of God.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Then your sowing step into the purpose of God.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Romans 8:26-28. Mm-hmm. The Lord told me to take your sowing. Like last night we took Deuteronomy 28. Mm-hmm. Take you through that passage to let you know that when you begin, your seed going to see him infirm because you're not out of debt yet.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All your need not met yet.
Yes, sir.
But that seed is going to take you there, but you got to go through those stages.
Yes, yes, sir.
Yes.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
So, my goodness. Money cometh, turning sowing infirmities. I've seen people start in infirmities.
Yes.
Don't cry no more. The Father has a divine plan that can't fail if you trust it. And His divine plan is His way of putting you on His financial plan.
Yes. Uh-huh.
God, say God,
God
want me on His financial plan.
His financial plan.
And I'm getting on it.
And I'm
getting on. All right. Hear me. Sowing, I want you to hear this because God wants you to know how much He loves you because you're aiming to do the right thing about this. Sowing always matter, no matter what level you're on.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Wow.
Sowing always matter, no matter what level you're on now, but make sure you learn the lesson to go to the next level.
Yes, sir.
Don't get stuck on a level and become satisfied or become justified.
Yeah.
And that's what the enemy wants. You want to keep pressing. I went behind Fred Price. He had $50,000. I had $500. I went behind Fred Price. Fred Price, I think, went up to $100,000. I still had $500, but I kept following him. Mark chapter 12. Now remember that progression we went through now. From infirmities to prayer, to the mind of the Spirit, to the will of God, to the love of God. I might have missed one. To the calling of God. And according to His purpose. That seed got to go through that transaction. That's what the Lord want me, from a money coming perspective, to dig that up in this money encounter, that the body of Christ will know what stage you're in, and don't fret yourself because of what stage you're in, but keep pressing, because God take infirmities and turn it into strength.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Every approach we make to God is an approach of infirmity. In finances also.
Yes, sir.
Now, here in Mark 12, turn to Mark 12. I pray to God that hurts and pain be removed this morning.
Yes.
Mark chapter 12, verse 41. Listen very carefully, because I'm going to make a statement. She sold at her level in faith. She sold at her level in faith. A whole lot of other folks were sowing other things, but she sold at her level in faith. But I promise you, my brothers and sisters, she did not stay at that level.
Right.
Now let's look at it. Let's look at it. Verse 41, Mark 12, 41, right? Yeah, Mark 12, 41. And Jesus sat over against the treasury. Lord have mercy, look what he said. And beheld how the people cast money into the treasury, and many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in two mites, which make a farthing. And he called unto him, Jesus did, his disciples, saying unto them, Verily I say unto you, that this poor widow has cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury, for all they cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cash in all that she had, even all her living. Now, you brought your shouting clothes?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
I want you to notice that both the widow mite and the alabaster box offering got the same report.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Jesus couldn't get neither one off his mind.
Yes, sir.
They both was a memorial. That woman went down as a memorial. Jesus never forgot that. When he sat there and saw that woman giving, she gave an infirm seed, it seemed like, but she gave it from her heart.
Yeah.
And so the Lord took it through the system.
Yes, sir.
The woman pulled the alabaster box in Matthew 26. It was very expensive. But yet, both was a memorial.
Yes, sir.
My. In the beginning, seed infirmities are present for a reason. Seed infirmities are present for a reason. You see, because the seed seems inadequate, insufficiency, incapable. But it's there for a reason. One reason is the enemy don't know where you're going.
Yes, sir.
See, the enemy don't understand a seed. Had they known it, they wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory. They helped the crop when they killed Jesus. They didn't know Jesus was a seed. And mess around and put him in the ground. And that's when the whole crop came up. He got up on the third day. So a seed supposed to die.
Yes.
A seed supposed to look insignificant.
Yeah. More possible.
But when it rises,
yeah.
It's going to have God's hand on it.
Yes, sir.
And it can come, katati suku shikite. It can come out to be anything God wanted to be.
Yes, sir, that's right.
See, everybody not going to have to go to Sam Distin.
Right. Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Everybody had to go through the same. The seed is not on a track. You don't have to go through the same. It's your heart. Where your heart at?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
See, you don't have to wait no 25 years.
Right.
You don't have to go as long as I went with my ignorant self. As long as I went, I could have been there yesterday.
Yes, sir.
But I didn't know no better. But I'm here to teach you.
Yeah. Thank
you, Lord. Now notice this. Notice. In the beginning, seeds, infirmities are present for a reason. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. We're talking about grace when that seed take you into the grace and glory of God. The infirmities drop off and you step into the grace and the glory aspect of sowing.
Yes, sir.
The Lord wants me to teach on sowing this week.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Here Paul talks about a man caught up in the glory. He actually was talking about himself, but he couldn't explain it. There are places God going to take you in finances. You're not going to be able to explain it.
Yes, sir.
First of all, people just don't, they're just not going to be able to understand it. Mm-hmm. How did God do that for her?
Right.
But she's been sowing.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Woo, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on with me. Woo, hallelujah.
Ooh, hallelujah.
See, because I feel a tension of the Holy Ghost this morning. I think we're going to have a breakout this morning.
Yes, sir.
See, I'm just trying to take it cool. But I know you, the Holy Ghost is going to take you through them stages. From that infirmities to prayer. Pray in the spirit about your sowing. Thank God. Just, you know, it's praying tongue. I sow that seed, Lord. I sow whatever you want me to sow. Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Sow your house, no. What?
Yes, sir.
So my house note, she just got scared. Don't get scared. Don't get scared. You're trying to have your way. You don't have no note. And you can sow your house note all the time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. See, somebody dead just got canceled.
Yes,
see,
sir.
Yeah, your mortgage just got paid. God, you sit up there and look at me. Your mortgage just got paid.
Yes, sir.
See? Well, you can instead of having to go down to the bank to pay something, you can just sow it if you want.
Yeah, yeah.
Send in church, and all of a sudden the Holy Ghost hits you, and you don't have to wait till an offering bucket, just get up and sow it.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
That's a freedom right there.
Freedom. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Freedom.
Yes, sir.
2 Corinthians chapter 12. We're dealing with, in the beginning, seized infirmities are present for a reason.
Yeah.
Now, you just look at it. You can read it there in exactly 12, chapter 12, 1 through 10. But I'm just going to read the ninth verse. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. More gladly, therefore, will I glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Look at this now. We're talking about sowing now.
Yes, sir.
We're talking about money coming, turning infirmities into God's grace and glory. Look at the next verse. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmity, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I'm weak, then am I strong. Other words, that infirm seed will turn strong in due season. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And just like he talked about that man who was caught up in the third heaven, your finances are going to be caught up in the third heaven.
Yes, sir.
Because Philippians 4:19 said, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That's a glory right there.
Yes, sir.
Philippians 4:19, you see it?
Yes, sir.
But my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Right.
So the seed take you into financial glory.
Yes, sir.
And financial grace. I know the body of Christ, you haven't heard this before, but it's there. Financial grace and financial glory is waiting on you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Amen. See, because the theologian never want to equate the Holy Ghost with prosperity. But the Holy Ghost is prosperity.
Yes, sir.
And the Holy Ghost is the one who leads us into prosperity. Yes, sir. But you see, you get so sacred and you get so much theology that you think that you can separate the Holy Ghost from prosperity. You can't. The Holy Ghost is a prosperous spirit.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Yes, sir.
And he works with the seed.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now notice this again. Before I go any further, notice this again. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. When you're sowing, there's a grace there. You know in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, we'll get there. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. There's a grace there that make you sow more than you think you can sow. But it's a grace. It's a grace with the glory waving at you. Telling you, you're not going to be there. You're not going to be there always. But just go ahead and do that now. Somebody under my voice, under the sound of my voice this morning, is going to move immediately.
Yes,
yeah, because the Spirit of God wants you to move. You're going to start moving because the understanding that the Holy Spirit is going to give you this morning, you're going to know you're going through different stages, but you know where you're going and you're going to start walking faster.
Yes, sir. Glory to God. Yes, sir.
I believe the dove flying. Mm-hmm. The dove represents the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I believe the angels flying this morning. And I believe the eagles fly.
Yes, sir.
And I believe all type of anointing going to come upon you. I believe the eagle anointing is upon you this morning.
Yes.
I believe the angel anointing upon you this morning. And I believe the dove anointing is upon you this morning for your finances.
For my finances. Yes, sir.
They're all flying right now.
Yeah, they're all flying right now.
Yep.
Arranging things. Arranging things.
Yes, sir.
For those of you who are listening. Arranging things. Arranging things through your infirmities. Arranging things. Grace and glory is about to wrap around your finances.
Yes, sir.
What? God, grace and glory is about to wrap around your finances.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Do you receive that?
Yes, sir.
Remember now the dove flying.
Yes, sir.
The angel flying. And the eagle flying. Based on my seed, based on my finances, based on the revelation I'm hearing now. The angels are rearranging my finances.
Angels are rearranging my finances. Yes, sir.
The dove said, pay it off.
The dove says, pay it off.
The Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they're with me. They're here with me.
Yes, sir.
The eagle said, you're going to fly high, child.
Yes.
You got to stay humble.
Yes, sir.
You going to have so much stuff, you got to stay humble.
Yes, yes,
Lord, yeah, keep me here, Lord. Yeah, because you're going to be so blessed.
Yes, sir, so blessed.
You must pass your seed training test at every level. To add to that, turn to Matthew 25. Matthew 25. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, let's warm up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
I confess a change is being made in my finances right now.
A fresh anointing
is on my finances because I want to bring glory to God. Thank you, Lord. I said, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Matthew 25. Matthew 25. This is one of my favorite. Because everybody's not at the same level.
Yes, sir.
But you can get there if you don't fake out or flake out.
Yeah.
In the 14th verse, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. Now look what he said at the end of verse 15. Read the end of verse 15 with me. To every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Now when he talked about according to his several ability, that means there was some tests made.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, sir.
That means certain people passed certain tests. And we can see right here about sowing, because we know it's all about sowing. The one had 5,000, the one had 2,000, the one had 1,000, and it was money. Talent was money.
Yeah.
Huh? And you know how there was no discrepancy between the 5 and the 2? He doubled them both up. Because they obeyed. Now I'm sure that man with the 2 went to the 5 because he was faithful. You see what I'm saying? It's the man with the 1 who messed up, who hung himself. And the Lord repeated Matthew 13 in Matthew 25 about he that has, some will be given. He repeated it.
Right.
It's important. He that has understanding to handle what he has.
Yes,
with my direction.
Yes, sir.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Now let's just see. Sowing is the kingdom investment plan to prove financial stewardship. Sowing is the kingdom investment plan to prove financial stewardship. Now this man had 5, 2, and 1. You know what the one did, right? Huh?
Yes, sir.
Let me look at him. We got to look at him. So we'll know, I'll never want to have fellowship with him. Verse 24.
Yes.
Now he had the same opportunity. The one with 5 and the one with 2 had. Mm-hmm. Let's say he had $1,000. He had the same opportunity. Mm-hmm. But his training wasn't properly. Somewhere he missed a class. And I'm not going to be worrying myself about somebody who don't have nothing, because everybody can have something.
Right, right.
I help them like the Lord tell me to help them, but I'm not going to worry myself.
Yes, sir.
If my members don't catch on, I'm not going to worry myself with them.
Right, right.
Because the word is, yeah, for them, they can do the same thing I'm doing, and they got the same God, they got the same Jesus, they got the same Holy Spirit, they got the same word, they got the same grace, they got the same glory.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord. So if it's not happening, it's something you're not doing.
That's
right. You don't want to miss tonight.
Yes, sir.
Because we're going to close something up tonight. All right?
Yes, sir.
It never happened to you again. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew that thou, that's a lie. That's a lie. Lie.
Lie.
See, we say some dumb thing. And you know, the way I am, you say, man, he hard. You don't be under him, he hard. No, I'm not hard. I just want you to, I ain't going to be wasting my years and my time and my life with you if you don't want to go nowhere. I'm not wasting my time with you. Go find somebody else.
Yep. Yes, sir.
You know, he said, he's lying on God. Then he was had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, my brothers and sisters, I am going to keep the pressure on.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
You. Yeah, I'm going to keep the pressure on. I'm going to make you or break you.
Yes, sir.
Because I know you. I know you can do it. I know what God want to bring you. And I'm loving you as a father.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
But I can't cater to you.
Yes, sir.
Why Lot walk away? Because Lot didn't learn the lesson. Lot just wanted to get stuff, but Lot didn't recognize the connection was causing it to happen. What happened to him when he left? What happened to him when he left?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. What happened?
Yes.
End up having sex with his own daughter. Wife turned to a pillar of salt. Lost everything he had because he didn't have enough sense to know he was where he was because he was connected to Abraham. Oh, Jesus Christ. He walked off from it. He going to go start something himself or he going to find somebody else different? Stupid. When God give you an opportunity.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
It's divine orders, my brothers and sisters.
Yes,
it's divine orders. It's the kotelemos, somewhere the Lord trying to take you this morning. Mm-hmm. I want you to listen now because I don't want you to be frail about the size of your seed as long as you're progressing as the Holy Spirit leads you.
Right. Yeah, thank you. Yes, sir.
So you don't get stuck.
Yeah.
But maybe you're stuck because you have not made the leap as you should.
Yes.
Listen to me now. Because I got three or four more things I got to tell you. Help me, Holy Ghost. Verse 25, and I was afraid and went and hid thy money in the earth. Lo, there, now look what he said. There thou hast that is thine. The Lord answered him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knew that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou ought to therefore have put my money to the exchanges. See, his money, see. Then at my coming, I should have received my own with usury. Take therefore, look what verse 28 says. Take therefore the talent from him. Boy, when I read this at the Baptist boy preacher, he took the talent. Look what he did with it. Look what he did with it. I said, my God, what kind of God is this? I didn't understand. He, take therefore the talent, take the money from him and give it to him which have 10 talents.
Yes, sir.
He didn't give it to the one with the 2 talents. He gave it to the one with the 10 talents.
Uh-huh.
And for everyone that had, that is again, for everyone that has, see it,
yes,
shall be given. He shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he has. And look what he said in verse 30. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. My God. From infirmities in your finances to grace and to glory. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Let the Holy Ghost walk you through your sowing infirmities level by level. They are given in Romans 8, 26 through 28. Sowing stewardship is sowing in God's word, will, way, God's work, and in God's wisdom. Look in Galatians. Turn to Galatians chapter 6, I think it is. Galatians chapter 6. I got one or two more things I'm going to say. Sowing stewardship is sowing in God's word, God's will, God's way, God's work, and in God's wisdom. I'm going to give you that again. Sowing stewardship is sowing in God's word, God's will, God's way, God's work, and in God's wisdom.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Galatians chapter 6. You see, I don't have no goosebumps. You can't spend them. can't spend them. Y'all been dancing for the last 8,500,000 years and ain't got no money. All that dance, just dancing before the Lord said, I'm just tired of them dancing. Won't they let me bless them?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Then you can dance by yourself. Dance when nobody watching.
Yes, sir.
Galatians chapter 6. And I always like to start off with the sixth verse. Because we have so much disrespect at large for pastors. Not nobody listen to me now. Not nobody here. Y'all all got respect for your pastors. Stuff. Y'all know y'all give y'all pastors, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes,
y'all
sir.
Give. You need to be giving your pastor seed.
Yes, sir.
He'll get you out quicker than anybody else.
Yes, sir.
That's right. That's true.
Let him that is taught in the word. Come on, let's just write and divide the word. Let him that taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. That means so, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
I mean, you don't need no prayer right now.
Simple.
Very simple. It means so, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Be not deceived. God is not marked for whatever man soweth, that should he also reap. And then it goes down, for he that soweth in the flesh shall also reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall the Spirit reap everlasting. And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. That sowing is so important. Sowing stewardship is sowing in God's word, will, way, God's work, and in God's wisdom. Letting the Holy Ghost take you to the next level. Don't panic in training. Learn how to pass your sowing strengthening class in peace.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's a sowing strengthening class. Yes, but when I was going to a class, when I was following the Apostle Price, when I was following him, when he was sowing in Kenneth Hagin, I was going to a class.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Seed insecurities and seed hustlers must be shut down.
Wow. Yes, sir.
In the church.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Seed hustlers.
Yes, sir.
And seed insecurity. Mm-hmm. Infirmities in sowing is not for intimidation. It is to locate your intention.
Yes, sir. Yes. Yes, sir.
When your seed seem like it's not up to par, that is not for intimidation.
Right, right.
That is before I let you go any further.
Yeah.
I have to locate your intention.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
That's why we got to go through stages. You start out, go higher and higher. Then God find out you're not going to stop.
Right. Not going to stop.
See? All those guys, Dr. Price went home to be with the Lord. All those guys sat there and watched Dr. Price. Now watch, I know best part of them right now. And none of them went to no other level. They just sat there and there go Fred. It's just like, see, Jacob ladder don't belong to Jacob alone. Right. Leroy got a ladder too.
Right.
See, y'all, we live in history too much.
Yes, sir.
I got angels going up and down, come and talk to me.
Yes, sir.
Leroy got a ladder too.
That's right.
Jeremiah got a ladder.
Yeah, I got a slingshot.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
To deal with giants.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I ain't gonna just read about David's slingshot.
Right. Yes, sir. Yep.
So I pray this morning that you heard what the Spirit of God is saying to us.
Yes, sir.
You got to go to training school, but that money that look like is infirm, like that widow might look like you're not giving enough. Just listen to the Spirit and take progression as he tell you. And he's going to bring you right where the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 houses already paid off. Men of God, women of God. Houses paid off.
Yes, sir.
Don't have no.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7. Pay it off.
Yes, sir.
I know some ministry pay it off. 1, 2, 3. It's 3 of them for sure, I know. Complete. Ministry don't have no notes at all.
Wow. Yes, sir.
And I know some being paid off now because they're sowing, and God's going to pay them all.
That's right.
Yes.
You're not free until you're debt free.
Right.
In this life.
Right.
And don't think it's impossible. I ain't talking about your little Mickey Mouse job. Mm-hmm. They pay you to stay in debt.
Yes, sir.
I'm through, Junior. He got the whole world in his hand. Now, based on what we talked about now, what we have done is taken a text that we only talked about prayer with.
Yes.
But I saw that the seed seemed like an infirm thing compared to what you need. But when you pray about it, it takes you into the mind of the Spirit, and it takes you into the will of God, and it takes you into the love of God, and it takes you into the calling of God, and then it takes you into the purpose of God. And then I'm hearing about your finances. Here's what I'm hearing. All things work together for good.
Yes, sir.
For
yes,
them
sir.
That love God,
yes,
who are called to his purpose. That's why you're taking your finances. Everything just started working. Everything started working. The Lord told me, there's a man, this morning I was walking around. I was in my exercise room. And I went there. My wife got up for me and up there praying in tongues. She wide open on the treadmill, praying in tongues. Yeah. Sweating. I said, my God. Woman, but see, I had stayed up all night in the bed. And matter of fact, I woke her up because I'm in the bed typing on my phone. And I didn't get that thing all the way. It made that tick, tick, tick sound. And I woke her up. And she said, you got it off? I said, I got it off, but it's still ticking. But I'm so far gone. I'm just still ticking, man. But we're going to get her some rest now.
Yes, sir.
Well, she ain't got to cook.
Yes, sir.
Wonder what called that. M-O-N-E-Y. There's nothing wrong with not having to cook.
Right. Yes, sir.
Nothing wrong with not having to clean up.
Nothing wrong.
I got to bring that to the church because the church don't understand this. Church, nothing. There's nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong with it. And nothing wrong with not hiding it.
Right.
I ain't got to hide nothing from you.
Right.
I'm supposed to show you, yes, and sir, tell you. I'm not hiding nothing.
Yes,
sir.
God's not going to bless me and I'm going to hide it. Mm-hmm. You can forget about that.
Yes, sir.
Our food will be hot on the table when we get home.
Yes, sir.
See, I'm going to just see, I'm trying to look at you and see how y'all can handle it.
Yes, sir.
And I'm speaking it on you.
Yes, sir.
And it's never too late.
Never too late.
But don't go ahead of time.
Right.
That woman have cooked and washed and cleaned because we wasn't ready.
Yes, sir.
The problem is we go ahead of time. We see somebody who have paid the price for it. And we try to jump in that level.
Right.
And that's why we get choked.
Right.
Because now we can't sow.
Right. Come on, Apostle.
We got to pay.
Come on, Apostle.
Don't try to be like nobody. Be yourself.
Yes, sir.
And pass the test.
Yes, sir.
I'll see y'all tonight.
Yes, sir.
All is well.